listening to Jesus tell a story about what's a sower? Let's start there. What's a sower? When I used to hear that Bible reading, I thought, there's a person that goes around with a needle and thread and they're fixing things. I had to sew the arm back on my son's Mickey Mouse this week because it needed a sower. But that's not the kind of sower that Jesus is talking about. A sower is someone who takes seeds like this and they toss them here and they toss them there, or they've got machines that put them in a nice straight row. That's a sower. So Jesus is telling a story. And as I listened to that, I thought, you know what? I like flowers. I'd like to plant some flowers. So I thought, some of those seeds fell in a hard place. So I thought I'd put some of my flower seeds in this bag, because seeds kind of grow in bags for a while, and I put a brick in with it. It's nice and damp in there. Isn't that a good idea? Some are going, yeah. Some are going, you wouldn't plant flowers on a brick? I kind of figured it's so windy in Nebraska, that way it wouldn't blow away. Not a good idea. I had another idea. I went out in my backyard last night and I looked for the biggest and the healthiest plant that there was. And I thought, well, I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it in here with my seeds. Some of these plants are everywhere. They're along the road. They're out in the wheat fields. They get huge. I thought, well, that, if it's doing so good, maybe it'll inspire my seeds to grow big flowers. Is that a good idea? Let's see. What would probably be a better idea for my seeds? Plant them in the ground? In the ground?
Yeah.
Thanks for raising your hand. In the dirt? Really? What's that going to do? Is the dirt going to help it to grow?
So you all get water in.
Oh, you can put water in the dirt and it'll grow? Well, that's way better than what I did. You know, and I think you're right. I think that's what Jesus was talking about. Plant those seeds in good dirt. But why does he care about dirt? Is he talking about just dirt? It works for seeds, I'm sure. Where does Jesus live?
In your heart.
You guys are so smart. He lives in your heart. And thanks for raising your hand.
And he lives in heaven.
Good job. And on our readings, he said, my word will come down from heaven, and it'll do what I say it's going to do. I'm going to live in their hearts. Can a person that doesn't know Jesus, can they tell people how much Jesus loves them? Or can they just kind of, they kind of like these weeds or this brick? Who needs to live here so that you can tell people that Jesus loves them? Does Jesus need to be in our heart? Yeah, and that's what Jesus is saying. He loves to live in our heart so that we can tell other people how much he loves them. So that there's, he talks about 100-fold and 30-fold and 60-fold. He's talking about he lives in your heart and you can tell everybody you know how much he loves them. Is that a pretty cool deal? Nice job. Give me five. Nice job. Should we pray to him? Let's do that. Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that they know that you live in their heart. Lord, we thank you that you do that. As they continue to grow with you in their hearts, as they get bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a church. Help us to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things trusting in you, and we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.